It is the second Tuesday of the month, and you know what that means. That means it's time to talk city matters, and that is brought to you by Moore Engineering. And with us today, we have, of course, as we do each week, Chris DeFreeze, Community Development Director, and with us also today, Amanda Fisher, Vice Chairman of the Recreation Committee. Folks, thanks for joining me. You betcha. Absolutely. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off. I know you guys had your city council meeting last night, and we'll get some highlights on that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the proposed rec center, just kind of some things that we got going on right now about that.
Right, right. First of all, I'd like everybody to just close their eyes, concentrate really hard, see if we can get some warmer weather in this part of the country. You know, we had such nice weather, what, about 2 weeks ago?
And oh, I know.
All of a sudden it snowed, and we cannot get a consistent thing going here. So,
and if you look at the forecast, there's one day, I think maybe Wednesday, where it's going to be like 65, and then right back in the 40s again. Yeah, I know, I know.
This time of year is crazy, but
yeah.
But, however, you probably have seen, if you've driven on 16th Avenue, you've seen that there's a lot of work being done up there. There's something, and I was going to mention it a little later, but I'll just say it now. There's going to be a lot of construction going on this summer in Wahpeton. And I mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. I believe that our contractors, all the workers, everything, they take cautions, but I always want to just mention it to the public too. Just be careful when you're out and about, whether it's driving, biking, walking, whatever you're doing. There's always, you know, there could be something going on. They're very busy up there. There's so many trucks and equipment up there on 16th Avenue right now. A lot of earth being moved. So just take some caution when you're going by there, because some of them have to be out on the street too. But I always say that when you see that kind of stuff going, that's just good. That's just good things happening. So there's going to be a lot of good things happening this summer. So keep your eye out for that. Last night at City Council, they started with a joint hearing with the Planning Commission to rezone a plot of land up at 678 21st Avenue North for a business. Wahpeton Fabrication moved there. I just mentioned that, well, it's for two reasons. First of all, the council is always willing to at least take a look at fitting things where a business is looking to go. Wasn't zoned properly for what they wanted to do. Planning Commission took a look at it. Council approved it. They're going to be able to do what they need to do. But also, that building wasn't utilized very much. I think to some extent it had been getting a little bit disorganized up there. But there are so many good things going on up there with when the Travel Center was taken care of, the Travel Lodge Event Center, now the new Southern Valley Travel Center, you know, things like that. There's a lot of good things on that bypass, on that corridor. So just getting a business in there that's going to take care of that building, that's always good news too. Just to remind people, the city put out a request for proposals for the 400 block. That is due, I believe that's due tomorrow. So want to get the, if you're a developer, if you're interested and you have that kind of thing in your mind, make sure to go to the city website to get some information, but you're going to have to get it in quick because it's coming up tomorrow. But just wanted to give out that reminder. The city council also voted to allow the Southern Valley Economic Development Authority to change a couple of their bylaws because the city is one of four stakeholders in SVEDA. And one thing, when the bylaws were created in 2017, they were asked to not get into housing. But now, because of the enormous impact of this diversion fund that's going to be coming into the two counties, they asked to change that so that they could play a part in that. Because as we know, right now, there are a lot of businesses that we have a workforce. We want to get workforce bolstered up a little bit, and housing is going to be a part of that because we want to bring people into the community. So they did vote to allow SVEDA to do that. They'll be moving forward. And also with housing, the city is partnering again with Gate City Bank on the Home Improvement Partnership Program. That's to provide a low interest loan for rehabilitating existing housing. Just a couple of highlights, rates as low as 2.29% APR. You can 10 to 15 year options on the term of that loan, and the loan could be from $10,000 up to $75,000, which is a little bit more than it used to be because costs have gone up. So
sure.
If you're interested, you can contact the city, contact my office, community development, and I'll send you an application. There are a couple of things, a stipulation as far as the age of the house and things like that, but certainly this goes a long way towards getting help for some of our existing housing stock to keep that viable as well. They did approve some information for the Prairie Flats development as well, which is to the, well, it's actually just outside of city limits near where the Econo Foods, the old Pomida building, Tractor Supply is there, the hotel, the car wash, all that over there. Looking at up to 24 lots there, a little over an acre a piece that is looking to be annexed into town. So there's just a lot of steps they have to do, but there are steps being taken there. So that, again, goes along with housing. New housing in Wahpeton that will be a great little area and something a little different. You know, bigger lots with being over an acre each, a bigger lot. So you can have probably a little bit more there, a little more yard, a little more space for your shop, whatever you have. So, something different than what we've been doing in recent years. As I mentioned, a lot of construction work going on this summer. And I just want to mention two things that the city approved for, city council approved for enhancements to the community. Looking at creating an iconic tree sculpture in the Chehankapa Sculpture Garden. And he knows about this, so I can say it's dedicated to Wayne Beyer, who is a longtime Parks and Rec director. He's been involved with the city for many, many years. I don't mean to age him with that, but he has been involved many years. And he is very big on with Arbor Day and everything and planting trees. So we're looking to some funding has gone towards getting that created, which not only is meant to kind of represent the city as we're a tree city, but also something, it'll be bigger than the sculptures down there now. So it's meant to be more of an iconic piece that'll people will want to go and take a look at. Also, the last thing is they approved purchasing a, well, I'll call it an event trailer, but it'll basically be used for anything with some of our music events. The city of Great Bend is looking to sell their trailer. We purchased it for $3,000, and the Headwaters Music Festival Committee will be making some improvements to it so that we'll have that in town for whenever we have that. Mm-hmm. It'll be used at that music festival that's coming up, and I'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. Or just about anything in town that we have that people would need a stage and some lights and electricity and things like that. It'll all be set up for that. So we can utilize that and not have to rent it and go find one every time we have these events, because we want this music festival, I think, is going to grow already in its second year. And we look to make that a big thing and a staple every summer. So we want to have things that we don't have, that we know we can depend on. So we'll have that in town, and that will wrap up my report for now, so we can get to Amanda and talking about another great asset to the city that we hope will.
Absolutely. Yes. Exciting times for the city right now, as I guess we could call it the infancy stages of about a potential recreation center. And Amanda, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
And I guess just kind of, why don't we do just kind of a thumbnail first about how this all got started? I know we've had two surveys out to the people about what they would maybe like to see. But how did we get to the point where we needed a survey? When did this all kind of start coming about?
So last fall, I got involved with this project. I had gotten together with Stacia Henningsen, who is also on our committee. And she had told me about some things they were trying to do in town. And I wanted to be a part of it. It's going to be great for our community. And I was so excited to hear about it. So then I kind of dove in, and we went from there, and we started this grassroots committee, and, we just kind of looked in, okay, what's the next step?
Right.
And, well, here we are today after countless hours of meetings and discussions. We now have an ad hoc committee through the mayor and the city of Wahpeton that we have, and we have regular meetings, and we have hired an architect, and they have kind of advised us on, you know, how we keep moving and how we keep this going.
Sure, you bet. And I guess, it feels like this is something that, to be honest, I mean, it feels like this, the community's needed something like this for a long time. I would imagine there's a lot of excitement around the community for a building and a resource like this.
Absolutely. That's what we've been hearing. And, you know, I grew up around here. I live out of town, but just being around this community my whole life, I wish I had something like this growing up.
Yep.
And that's just what we keep hearing from people. And especially in our survey results, once you dive into the comments, people really want this. And
right.
It's really great to see the positive support that we've received.
You bet. Speaking of the – oh, go ahead. Oh,
sorry, I just want to mention in that that survey, that first survey that went out, which was a little bit more high level, get a grasp on and get a feel for what the community's thinking. I think it was, what, Amanda, 90% of the respondents were either agree or strongly agree that something like this is needed in the city. And there were over 1,500 responses, which I think even the architects were taken by surprise a little
yes,
bit
definitely.
About how many people jumped in on that. But it just showed that not only were people willing to respond and interested in it, but they have a real strong desire to see something like this happen. And some of the comments were, it's about time, things like that.
Comments.
A lot of those comments. So, yeah, absolutely.
You bet. And I was just going to ask you, when you did dive into the survey, was there anything that surprised you, or did you kind of expect the answers that you got? What did you come out of with that survey?
I wasn't surprised at all the positive feedback and all the support, but I was surprised as to how high it was.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And yeah, like Chris mentioned, over 90% of people support this. And yeah, even the architects, you know, and I think it was 2 to 3% did not support it. And they said, well, that number is usually around 10%. So, I mean, we have something in this community that, you know, other communities didn't have when they started this process. We have overwhelming support, and
right.
We can build off of that.
You bet. So as we kind of look at that now, I guess just kind of talk about what your vision is for a Wahpeton Community Recreation Center. You know, we'll get into talking about, you know, there's going to be limitations and things like that with money and budgets and everything. But personally, you've been so involved in this. What would you like to see there was no money issues, what would you like to see out of this community rec center?
Well, from the beginning, I just envision a place for people to be together, to congregate, to have a place to meet someone, a place that people want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I picture it being inviting, warm, a place you want to hang out, and offering amenities that, you know, we might have a little bit of here and there, but we don't have it all in one place that's easy for people to use.
Right.
And that's what I really picture. And we had all these grand ideas and, you know, in a perfect world, I wish we could incorporate them all, but that's just not the world
yeah.
we live in. But it started out, you know, as a rec center, you know, with basketball courts and a flexible gym to do different things like pickleball and tennis and whatnot. And then an indoor walking track, of course, with our long winters.
Yep.
You know, we need to get people active and get out. And, you know, we don't really have something like that in town for people to easily access.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we threw around some ideas of maybe doing a conservatory to, you know, get people gardening year round or having school field trips to learn about, you know, horticulture and different agricultural aspects. So that was something I was really excited about. And an indoor play park.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually the number one most requested item on our survey.
Did that surprise you?
It didn't surprise me that it was up there, but it did surprise me that it was number one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it surprised me a little bit that it was number one, except for the fact that when you think about how long our winters
yes.
are and how much we need.
Yes.
And I will say, Stacia in particular was really, that was her, kind of her baby with getting something for families to take kids to in January when it's cold and too cold to go to the sledding hill. You know, you just can't be outside. You want kids to be outside, but sometimes in our winters, you just can't.
Right.
And so having that indoor play park and then mom and dad could go walking on the walking track or do whatever in one of the other areas of this. And, I just wanted to mention, I think that not only with what Amanda said with having a place to congregate. We've toured a couple of different activity centers. Some of the committee have gone and gone to other towns to see what they've done. And one thing we keep mentioning is we want it to be heavily utilized. We like when we drive up and we see a lot of cars there and we know people are in there utilizing those amenities.
Mm-hmm.
And a place for everybody, I think, has kind of been Amanda's thing from the beginning. And I really like that thought, too, of having something where you go in there and there's always somebody doing something because there's so much for people to do.
Right, right. And I guess along those same lines, Amanda, you know, it feels like all of the availability for whether it's a couple basketball courts, you know, so many teams are practicing that there's really nothing where kids can do and just go shoot around and just have some fun. Like you said, pickleball courts, well, all season, but especially in the fall and winter and in the spring. I mean, like Chris said, I mean, it's just a thing of where it feels like it could be open and inviting to everybody in this community.
Absolutely. And I forgot to mention another very exciting aspect of it that we're looking into is an indoor turf.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that could be huge for our sports programs and for our kids. You know, you can go throw around a football when it's 20 below out and you don't have to worry about freezing yourself. And
right.
And so many other things you can do in there. Soccer, baseball.
Yeah, you can just keep that stuff going year-round instead of just absolutely having to stop at a certain time because of the weather, and then, you know.
Right. I'm glad she mentioned baseball. Chris is all about baseball.
yes, you are.
But when one of the places we toured had turf, and they happened to have their baseball team was practicing that day, and it wasn't like, you know, right now they go to a batting cage indoors, but you can't really do infield or really get the feel of a practice. But they had such a big open area, and they actually had it marked out with the bases and things so they could have indoor practice and take infield like they were outside.
Sure, yeah.
And that really appealed to me a lot because I think not just baseball, but there's a lot of potential for teams or whoever. It could be a birthday party and you want to, again, January, you could have your birthday party. You could play flag football or something, throw a frisbee around even. A lot of potential for indoor fun.
You bet.
And activity.
Yeah, and to touch on that tour that we did, I mean, just being in that atmosphere, just walking in there, I knew right away, it's like, we have to have this.
Uh-huh.
Like, this could change our town. This could change our sports programs.
Right, yes.
And I still strongly feel that way. And that's why these tours are so important that we've taken the time to do. And we're, you know, hoping to maybe do one or two more. Because every time we go to a facility, you know, they have something that, you know, that appeals to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they have great advice for us. You know, what maybe they would change some things about theirs or next time they would do something differently. And we're really trying to do our due diligence and take in all the information we can so this facility is designed correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess with that, and we know, again, it's still in its infancy stage as we move forward to this. But I guess from your standpoint, where are we right now and where do we have any... we want to be here in 3 months. We want to be here, or do we just kind of take it as we go?
So we have hired an architectural firm, and they are currently working on conceptual designs and drawings. And that's really exciting to get to that point. But of course, you know, it's a process.
Yes.
So within the next couple of weeks, they're going to start showing us things on paper. And we're really going through the programming of the facility really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the budget was endless, but that's not reality.
Yep.
So we are going to have to make some tough decisions, but we're going to try to fit everything we possibly can that our community can sustain into this building.
Right. And go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say, there's always the, you know, the hope is that we could add things on down the road if we find out what something really, really needs to be part of this. Whatever happens, I think we're gonna have some opportunity in the future too. But like Amanda said, really, we really want to do as much as we can, and the committee is looking at also working with someone who has, what would you say, Amanda, he'll be able to tell us what what to expect out of running a facility like this.
Yeah, he has over 30 years of experience
working
out of Watertown, South Dakota. Uh-huh. So a town a little bit larger than us, but still small. Mm-hmm. And so we think that he could bring some valuable information.
Yes. Yeah, and that'll help to put into scope of what we can maybe sustain, what we can do with this and get as much out of it as we can.
Right, you bet. So I guess where do we kind of – oh, I was going to ask this. If people still want to comment or if they still want to have suggestions, or is there any way they can still do that?
Not at this moment, but in the coming week or two, we're looking at starting a Facebook page.
Okay.
And we will post all the survey results there. So if people want to look at that, we put together a frequently asked questions page. And I would love to be able to post, maybe some of the conceptual drawings as they come in and all these exciting things in the coming weeks. We want to share that with the community. We want everyone to know what's going on, and we want your voices to be heard. If you want to help, please let us know. We can use all the help we can get.
Yeah.
It's a very time-consuming
job,
but it's going to be so rewarding.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The end result is absolutely going to be worth it as long as we can get things going the way we want. And if anybody does have something, if you do want to help out, or if there's really something you want to know, you can always contact my office at City Hall too, and if I can't answer it, I'll direct you to somebody, a committee member who can.
Sure.
And and we can go from there. But we're always open, and it's definitely a community thing. So that's
right.
The community involvement.
Right.
Important.
We want your voices heard.
Yeah.
That's how we design this. Right.
Right. And the thing is too, I know you've got, I believe you had some people from the outlying area of Richland County respond to the poll. Yet Breckenridge people respond. This just won't be for Wahpeton, right? This
Absolutely.
Will be for, you might a 50-mile radius where you could draw a circle. All these people are, and even probably further than that.
Absolutely.
Hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll mention Stacia again. She worked very hard to design our indoor play park, and it's unlike anything in the region. Like, we hope that this facility can also be a tourist attraction and bring people to town.
Right. Yes. So very, very exciting times. And I tell you what, why don't we have you in again here sometime here, maybe this summer, and talk about where we're at then. And because I know a lot of people are so excited about the possibility of this coming to Wahpeton, Breckenridge, and the surrounding area.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's pretty good. Well, there'll definitely be more information.
Yes.
In the weeks to come, because I think probably every couple of weeks something new is going to happen, or some stage is going to be hit with this.
Right.
Because there are goals that we set out pretty early, and that the architect has as well. They know what to do, and they'll keep us moving.
You bet. So awesome. Awesome, folks. Amanda Fisher, Vice Chairman of the Recreation Committee. Chris DeFries, Community Development Director. Thank you both.
Thank you.
For stopping in, and we will definitely keep updated on that as we move along.